joined now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline by Ryan Wood. Find him on Twitter, @ByRyanWood. Covers the team for PackersNews.com, the Green Bay Press Gazette. Ryan, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
It was good. How was yours?
You know, it was all right. It was kind of weird, obviously, when you can't get the whole family together and you try to do the Zoom conferences and explain to your aunts how to do it for the 15th time. But, you know, it was what it was. The football wasn't great, man. What a rough showing for Mike McCarthy. I don't know if you caught that game in the 4th and 10, the punt in their own territory. But it's been a rough go for Coach Mack. And I thought they were starting to buy in a little bit last week after he was smashing the watermelon with the, you know, doing the Gallagher thing.
Yeah, so apparently smashed watermelons don't have a shelf life of more than 1 week. You know, when you go for a fake punt on your negative 20 from your own 20-yard line, usually you don't see a lot of east-west motion. That was the way that they went for that fake punt with the end around, the reverse. That kind of struck me as a little odd.
Right, exactly. I don't care what the analytics tell you. And, you know, I have no problem going for it on fourth down in your own territory. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense. You're only down 4 points in that game. They're in that game, but was what it was. Not a great showing for McCarthy. Ryan, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary. I want to see more Rashawn Gary, and I think that most of us do. If you look at the first 10 games of the season, I don't know what's going on with Preston Smith. 15 pressures, 2 sacks only. You look at through 10 games last season, he had already had 10 sacks up to this point. And then I thought a lot of it had to do with him playing in coverage. But if you look at Pro Football Focus, he's actually played 21 fewer coverage snaps through 10 games this season at 76 than he did last season at 97. What's going on with Preston Smith, and why aren't we seeing more Rashawn Gary? And do you think maybe that changes this week?
It certainly could change. The Packers have been reluctant to increase Rashawn Gary's snaps at the expense of Preston Smith's snaps for most of the season. But it does sound like they are coming around to the idea that Rashawn Gary has been better than Preston Smith at this point. And as outside linebackers coach Mike Smith said this week, Preston Smith, in his words, is not rushing the way that he wants him to rush right now. What that means, we don't exactly know, except that certainly there's not the production that he had in 2019. 12 sacks last year, 1.5 this year. And he certainly does seem to be heavier than a year ago. It's an observation I think a lot of people have made. And when you get heavier, you lose a step, and he doesn't seem to have the same burst as a year ago. Rashawn Gary has shown some bursts. Rashawn Gary is, you know, his pass rush production isn't that high, but it's just as much as Preston Smith with far fewer snaps. So this certainly could be a week where you do start to see maybe not a permanent changing of the guard, but Rashawn Gary seeing his playing time increase and seeing Preston Smith's playing time decrease maybe.
Would you be shocked if Preston Smith was on this team next year when you look at the fact that you signed him to a 4-year, $52 million deal last year, but if you cut ties with him this year, you free up $8 million in cap space, and you're already entering an offseason where you got a lot of decisions to make. I mean, you wrapped up David Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark, but what do you do with Corey Linsley? Most likely he's gone, but Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, plus just other free agents. Would you be shocked if Preston Smith was in a Packers jersey next year?
I would be pretty surprised if they released him. I don't think that that's the route they're going to go.
Really?
For multiple reasons. One, who else do they have on this outside linebacker depth chart? They're already really thin. They already only go 3 outside linebackers deep. So to cut that down to 2, and Rashawn Gary has shown some flashes, but he's still very unproven. And then bigger than that, Preston Smith was a Pro Bowl talent last year. He's had a bad year this year. He's not had the year that he wants, but he's not even going to be 30 yet. I think he's going to be 28 next year. So he's a guy that should have a lot of good football ahead of him. And he's shown that he can be a Pro Bowl talent. $8 million. Hey, when the cap is going down to 175, when it's dipping almost 25 million, every million counts. But $8 million to offload a potential Pro Bowl guy, not exactly the soundest move. What I could see though is a very stern exit interview and Preston Smith taking this offseason and hitting it really hard, because what he's put on the field this season is not going to cut it.
Right, and when you talk about coming into camp, and he does look a little bit bigger, but I don't want to, like, shame the guy, because it's been pretty hard to, I mean, we all know, I mean, it's been a weird offseason. I mean, everything was pretty much virtually, it's not like you could just I get that there's no excuses. Like, you could find ways to train and stay in shape, but it hasn't been the easiest. You know what I'm saying? Like, does he almost get a free pass? Like, if you look at what's going on in Dallas, like Ezekiel Elliott, like the same thing. I don't think you can make excuses for these guys, but it wasn't the traditional offseason where you're able to get in as much work. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't quite say free pass, just because everyone's had the same offseason, and certainly there were players that did come in and have been able to have good years. Za'Darius Smith, for example, has got 8 sacks and has been among the league leaders. But I don't think there's any question that it was a difficult offseason. It was a challenging offseason to deal with all the protocols and the ramifications of COVID-19 and be able to conduct yourself in a professional manner with your training. It was not easy. It was not an easy offseason for these guys. If Preston Smith was on the wrong side of 30 and having a year like this, then I think that opens the door to more, well, what does the future hold for him? But the fact that he's going to be still a couple years younger than 30 and still very much in the prime years of his career, I imagine that'll give the Packers quite a bit of hope and confidence that he can rebound from this.
I feel like they're getting the Bears at the right time because the run defense has been brutal. Although last week I almost give the defense a free pass because of the 4 turnovers and because special teams was so bad. But still, Jonathan Taylor almost goes for 100 yards last week. The run defense has been kind of what it was last year, and he didn't really improve in the offseason. But Montrevious Adams was actually playing decent football. Like, people don't realize it, but he played 130 defensive snaps over 8 games, despite missing a couple with an injury, and was the second highest graded player against the run at Pro Football Focus next to Clenny Clark. But I know that that's not really saying much with this defensive line, but he had 2 pressures, 7 stops. He was making a couple plays here and there. Now he's out for the remainder of the season with a toe injury, which we find out about from Matt LaFleur. How do they replace him, and what do you see for this run defense? Again, luckily you're getting the Bears, who just can't run the football. I mean, I think they're digging up the corpse of Lamar Miller to start this game in the backfield. But what do you expect for this run defense? Who replaces Adams on the defensive line now?
Well, there's going to be Tyler Lancaster and Kingsley Kiki and Billy Witt, who's played some pretty good football when he's been on. He had the tip pass that led to Christian Kirksey's interception. Then Anthony Rush is a guy that they picked up specifically to help with run defense. So he's someone off waivers that might be able to give some depth. But there's no question that Montrevious Adams, and I get that he's frustrated a lot of fans. As a third round pick, you would have liked to seen more over the last 4 years. There's no question about that. But he'd been playing pretty well, he'd been building, maybe slowly, but still building to something this year. And so to have the final year of his rookie contract finish prematurely because of an injury when he had been improving, when he had been contributing, it's tough for a defensive line that is frankly pretty desperate for help alongside Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark is who he is, but they don't have much. Dean Lowry hasn't done much since having that contract extension a couple years ago, and he's still probably the second best they've got. So, every little piece, every little bit helps when you've got so little behind Kenny Clark, and to lose Montrevious Adams is not losing a Pro Bowler. It's not a huge loss. And again, he has been disappointing over the course of his first 4 years, but it does challenge everyone to do a little bit more. There's no question about that.
We're talking with Ryan Wood here at on the Bart Winkler Morning Show, PackersNews.com, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Let's stick with the injuries. Devontae Adams, Corey Linsley, they're both a little bit beat up right now. Do you expect to see them on Sunday night? I know Matt LaFleur said that they're going to be a little bit more cautious with Adams. But with Corey, I figured he would be out a couple weeks with that back injury that just keeps lingering. But do you expect to see him on Sunday night against Chicago?
Yeah, I asked Matt LaFleur that yesterday, and he made it sound like both guys are actually likely to play. And Devontae Adams, not a surprise, because he was able to have 100 yards and a touchdown on the ankle this past week in Indy. But, yeah, I'm with you. I wondered about Corey Linsley with the back, but, Matt LaFleur said that he does think that both of them are going to be able to go, and that certainly they're going to be careful with both of them during the week of practice. Neither of those guys really need a full week to be able to go out and play. But he does expect that they'll be able to be out there, which is obviously huge against this Bears defense because, one, Corey Linsley especially, against that Bears defensive front, he's in charge of the communication on the offensive line. Elton Jenkins did a fine job filling in for him in Indy, but he's the veteran communicator, and he's the guy that gets all the calls right and relays that to his four teammates up front. So against this Bears defensive front, that's awfully important. And then, obviously, with Devontae Adams, as good as this Bears defense is, you watch your most dynamic playmaker out there, and that's who he is. So, you know, those are two really important guys to have on the field.
And I know I bring it up every time I talk with you, but I really want Corey to get paid. And I'm guessing it's most likely not going to be in Green Bay, but I really want to see him get the money that he deserves. And I just, do you worry about that back injury a little bit as far as, like, other teams evaluating him, as far as, like, how much you want to commit to him and how much money? Or do you think he's just going to get paid regardless because it's the NFL?
Yeah, you know, if he's able to come back in a week and not miss a lot of time, it's not a serious injury, that bodes well for him on the market. You know, the fact is he's been playing some really, really good football. And if that continues through the year, I think he's positioned himself quite nicely.
That's good to hear. So they're going to take a look at some other guys off the street. I was today years old when I found out that Tavon Austin's still around. So they're going to bring him in for a workout this week. Do you think that means that maybe Tyler Irvin is a little bit more dinged up than we think? Or why do you think that they're going to bring in Austin? I mean, we saw what happened with special teams last week, so I'll take anything over ever watching Darius Shepherd return a kick ever again. But do you think that they're bringing him in more just for the return game, or why do you think that that's a move that they're looking at making?
Yeah, you know, what we know is that they're giving him a look. We don't know how interested the Packers are in Tavon Austin. But, you know, it kind of seems like the type of, you know, this is a guy who's played a lot of football at a position that the Packers don't have a lot at. And certainly Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the fumble notwithstanding, has had some good weeks, and they're getting Alan Lazard back. But if you take a look at a guy like Tavon Austin and you like what you see, maybe you can add a veteran that can get you a little bit a boost on offense. Or maybe not. You know, we really don't know what the interest level is, but they are giving him a look. And as you alluded to, he's a guy that can help you in multiple ways. And some of the stuff that he could do with the lateral motions, the special teams, certainly could help. You know, as far as Tyler Irvin, we don't know how serious this latest injury is, but what we do know is that it's been one injury after another. Mm-hmm. And it's been a struggle for him to stay healthy this year, which is too bad for him because he's really found a home in this offense. He's found a place that can really utilize his skill set and really values what he does. Now, some of that is, you know, let's have 50-yard sprints before the snap and maybe not even get the football.
Right.
Some of that stuff is thankless work, but it's important. It's really important in this Packers offense, those jet motions. So, you know, it's been frustrating for him. I'm sure that he's had one injury after another, but certainly with him struggling to stay on the field, that they need some depth for that jet motion position.
Absolutely, with the pre-snap motion. You look at Tavon Austin, I joke, he may be the second-best quarterback on this team if they do sign him. Speaking of quarterbacks, the Bears have to go back to Trubisky, it looks like, this Sunday. I honestly would rather see Foles. I just don't think he can move around at this point. Trubisky can make some plays with his legs. Obviously, you know, he lost his job for a reason. But the Bears' offense is brutal. 19 points per game they're averaging, which is 31st best in the league. They can't run the football. They're only averaging 78 yards on the ground, which is the worst in the league, 32nd. What's your prediction for Sunday night? I think the Bears, honestly, I think this is going to be a closer game than a lot of people expect. I do think the Packers get the win. People are saying that this is the Bears' Super Bowl. This is still a team that's only two games out of the division. I think that they bring it on Sunday night, and I think it's a closer game than we expect. What about you?
Yeah, you know, that Bears defense can give this Packers offense problems. I do think that Bears defense is probably going to be the best test this Packers offense has had, at least since the Bucs, and maybe all season, because that Bears defense is really, really good. Mm-hmm. With that said, the game's at Lambeau Field, and they should be full health. I'll take the Packers 24-13.
We'll take that. Ryan, thanks for giving us some time today, man. Enjoy the rest of the day with the family, and we'll talk with you on Monday.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, bud. You too. You can find his work by Ryan Wood on Twitter at the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. That's Ryan Wood, and he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan, Has you feeling anxious? Then breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started today at greatmidwestbank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.